everybody, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Gaming. Today we are back with a guest that we actually already know. Would you like to introduce yourself for the second time?
Hey, I'm Yestin. You may remember me from the Minecraft video where we talked about the wild update and the controversial warden and a bunch of stuff like that. And well, I haven't been here for ages, like summer holidays.
True. After all, yeah. We are actually currently still in the summer holidays in the UK.
Yeah.
It's absolutely boiling. I just came back from a very, very cold country, so I'm definitely feeling the heat. Both of us have been on holiday.
Yeah. I know the drill.
So yeah, we've both been on holiday. So sorry for the lack of episodes. I truly am sorry. So. So our topics today are going to vary from games that I've started to play, some opinions, you know, might get a little bit political.
Okay, first of all, I don't think you can really go from talking about, like, the new Minecraft update to massive political views and the massive droughts are happening and all that, but, well, let's just see where it goes.
Let's just keep the flow going. Yeah. Alright, first of all, I want to talk about a game called Steep. You are obviously aware of this game, as over the last hour we've actually been playing it.
Yeah. We're not sponsored.
Yeah.
Okay. We are not sponsored. I wish. We're not sponsored. But my friend really thinks that he really likes the game. I'm actually quite fond of it. Like, it's good graphics and I just like it.
I mean, for a PS4 game, it's probably one of the best. If I'm honest, Red Dead. Red Dead's the only competitor, I think.
Well, for graphics, oh god, do you even want to get me started? You know what, let's just skip past that, we're getting very much sidetracked.
So I actually love Steep. Steep, for those who don't know, is like a winter sports game, you know, snowboarding, skiing, you can do sledging, base jumps, wingsuits, rocket wingsuits.
I don't think rocket wingsuit is a sport, winter sport, is it?
No, I don't think so either, but I mean, it's cool. So.
It's cool, yeah, it's... Winter pun. Cool.
Huh?
You made a winter pun by accident.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. Totally intentional.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Pun, definitely, very much intended.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, I love Steep. It's like, imagine like a open world sandbox.
Right, you really sound like you're sponsored.
Minus the sandbox part. And a bunch of mountains. And then you get to ride down those mountains. Mm. I'd highly recommend getting it. It's a bit pricey, I think, but it's gone down.
It's not free.
What? No, it's definitely not free.
Oh, dear.
You know we're not sponsored because we're literally criticising how expensive it is.
How expensive is it?
I think it's like £20. It used to be like 50 when it came out because it was like a AAA game at the time. It is an online game, and people still do play it, but not as much
as it used to.
It would take 8 minutes to get into a lobby now, but back in the day, it'd take no more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's one of those games where it's like a boom of popularity, but instead of going down slowly, it was
it fell a bit. Yeah,
it fell.
You're skateboarding. It fell steep. Yeah, the charts went very, very steep, very quickly. Dun dun dun. Yeah, so Steep is actually a pretty good game. I would recommend it. Actually, you know what I should start doing? Game of the episode, where recommend games.
Oh!
That'd be pretty cool.
What if you run out of games?
Oh, well, there's plenty, so I don't think. Anyway, game of the episode, this episode.
Steep.
Get it, it's good. It's got a couple DLCs too, so if you get bored of the main game, which you won't, you can buy those.
Is there an actual Himalaya thing?
It's part of the DLCs. I think you get Alaska and the Alps for free, and then you can get some Asian bits.
Not Nepal with Everest and stuff Japan.
Japan, that sort of area.
Can you go down Mount Fuji?
It's possible. I don't have all the DLCs. I have the Rocket Wing DLC. So basically, what you get by just buying the game, you get skis, snowboard, wingsuit, and paraglide. You can buy separate DLCs for things that they're a bit expensive, I must say. But, you know, I think it's worth it. For what it is, I definitely think it's worth it. So, game of the episode, Steep. Now, let's move on. I want to talk about an app that we both know and love. Survivor Diary. Yes, Finn?
I thought you were about to go into a sponsor segue.
No, of course not.
Oh, actually, my friend here... Wait, can I address you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiago here... introduced me to Survivor AO. I thought it was just one of those other mobile cash grab games. Like, I don't know, like Slither AO rip-offs or some sort of voodoo game that was definitely made last minute in 5 minutes. Oh my god. But Survivor AO was actually different. If you've ever if you've ever played Arch AO, it's kind of similar to that, but like more, like less level here and more like based on like just one big map. And it's just fun, really.
So you wanna... Should I explain or should you explain?
You play more.
Okay. So basically the game is like, you're in a city. It's a classic kind of 2D zombie game, right? With slight twists. So there's like power-ups that you can get. You know, like certain weapons and stuff. I think it's gonna take too long to explain, really. Basically, just go and download it. It's for free.
Yeah, the one drawback, it's the graphics and stuff, it's a bit simple. As in, I like the art style, like, I like the fact that they put effort in, but not way too much.
Yeah.
As in, like, it wasn't one of those games that it takes ages to make. And then, like, it's a massive lift up, but it's simple, fun, just calm, and something to
it's
play
like a
along,
casual
car
game.
Trips.
Like, yeah, it's like a casual game to enjoy when you're bored, Simon. It's not like a game I could really invest time into, I don't think. It's just a game that I could play for like a couple of minutes whilst I'm waiting at a restaurant for food or like
downloading a game.
Whilst I'm like waiting for a game to load, waiting for Steep to load.
Like long car trips, like I've experienced.
On a car trip,
longest car trip I've ever had, like, 12 hours straight?
Yeah, actually recently on my holiday I did 20 hours in total on a car trip.
Wait, like straight or?
Yeah, straight.
Like 4 hours of sleep or like 3 hours?
Oh, no, I mean like 10 hours there, 10 hours back.
Oh.
So not like...
Bro, I've had like 16 hours there, 16 hours back. I drove from like, what?
Okay. Sorry to sidetrack, but my longest journey on road was 21 hours straight.
21 hours straight?
Yep, from Cardiff to Luxembourg.
Damn!
I had to fly down to Cardiff from where I live. And then, I just took like this bus. I had to go to Cardiff and then get the train to London because it was cheaper to go to Cardiff first. Cause if you realise, trains are expensive now.
Trains are expensive, yeah, they're getting like crazy prices. Yeah. It's something weird, like.
Well, at least in the UK. Anyway, so I had to go to London and then, I went on a coach all the way to Luxembourg.
How do you go on a coach all the way to Luxembourg?
Well, you know, there's like long distance coaches.
But UK and Europe, they're disconnected.
A cool thing. So the coach went on a train for a bit. The train took the coach through the Eurotunnel and then dropped us off, and then you could like sort of drive up. I think I was asleep, but...
What big train can hold the...
Well, I mean, if you think about it, a train's probably the same, a big cargo train's probably the same width as a coach, I think. No?
I have no idea what type of weird fiction experience you had, but okay.
Yeah, that was my longest on the road. I didn't really like it, but Luxembourg was great.
I get car sick really easily. I don't get seasick, though. Fun fact about me, I've never been seasick.
If I spent, like, for example, if I look at my phone watching a show, I'm fine. If I look at my phone whilst I'm reading, oh my god, you don't know. So, I'm literally glued to my phone because I can't read anything. I can't even, like...
You have books.
Yeah, I have loads of books, but, like, I can't take them in the car even for 30 minutes. I can't read, otherwise I'll be sick.
Reading and watching are different things,
really. Yeah, really. Because you don't really have to pay as much attention, I don't think.
Yeah, and I'm watching, you completely just zone out, and so you fall asleep. With reading, you, like, completely concentrate on all that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, so, what do you want to talk about now? Your choice. Did you do anything?
I'm the guest, I'm the special guest, of course, yeah. Dunno. I mean, should we do something about Minecraft? Like,
up to you.
Games or backroom stuff or...
You could do anything. I don't mind at all. You choose.
Like there's multiple things we could talk about. Some like, made-up stuff. Should we get, like, fiction or real life?
Do whatever you want, honestly. For the next, I don't know how long, but we're 10 minutes in. Now it's your time.
Okay. Time to shine, let's go. I know a lot about the backrooms, actually.
You do.
I think, a lot more than you.
Yeah, I definitely think I mentioned it in the backrooms episode. This guy right here just told me everything. And then, because I sort of knew it as a meme before, because it is kind of a meme.
It is kind of a meme. You see those videos when someone falls and trips over and ends up in the backrooms.
Yeah. And then, stuff like that. I sort of knew it as a meme. And then you actually showed me it was, a thing. Like, a whole dedicated thing.
It's the backrooms wiki. Yeah. Check that out. That's very interesting, yeah. Yeah. Multiple different levels. It's kind of like SCP. It's a bit less, focus on SCP, because SCP has an entire, way bigger fan base and all that, but it's still so interesting. Should I talk about a level?
Go ahead.
Probably one of my favourite and most interesting levels is fun, smiley face. If you know the back rooms, if a level is quite literally called fun, it is not fun. No, get out of there very quickly. It's basically, the only inhabitants there are the partygoers, which only live in two places, level fun and level 188. And, is there two ways to get into level fun? I think you can break the ceiling on, level zero, the first level, and you can no-clip into level fun, where the partygoers will do some horrible stuff to you. Wait, what age rating is this?
Well, we can vary it, so just go ahead, basically. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on,
I'm just going to put a disclaimer. Might get a little gory, so those who are squeamish, leave now.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm just saying.
So, party goers are these, like humanoid-ish things. They have very leathery skin. They can vary in colour, most likely brown. Like some sort of black very rarely white, and they can have a cut out very crude smile with red paint all over it. They think they paint this paint, and partygoers will bait you into somewhere with red balloons. Well, it can be any color, most commonly red. And someone in the back rooms, which obviously it doesn't exist, different universe, if multiverse would exist, which is a very...
We can get to that later.
Yeah, that's a different concept, but, in the backrooms thing, if you walked over to red balloons, you'll be, scared and, jump scared and surprised by a partygoer who will then drag you into either level fun or into one of the party places if you're not already on level fun. The only other place you can be... Well, actually... There was a place where they were on level 52. I think it's level 52 in the Fun Wars. I'll get into that later. It was a war between partygoers and a creature that I'll focus on later, which doesn't exist anymore because, partygoers may have wiped them out. And, if you get caught by the partygoers, let's just say that you won't really go to a party. There's cake and food there, but I won't recommend eating it.
It's not for you.
No, Swiss. Half the time it is you.
Oh.
You are the cake. As in, okay, they'll turn you into human flesh cupcakes. Yeah, I can't really go into depth how they make it, because, it's gory. Very, 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 very gory. And, I can go in depth about the Fun Wars if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, there was So basically, there was in level 52, which is a massive score, there were these characters, well, entities, that lived before them, that an actual friendly entity, which is very rare, that they're like, they were called party poopers. I know it sounds weird, but like, but it's, they were these humanoid creatures with like only blue faces, a black hood on, and well, they didn't exactly like to show their faces very often because they were normally covered by blue masks or something. They just chilled around level 52, like in the classrooms, kind of like teenagers or something. And well, they were very nice creatures, and if you were found hurt in level 52, they will help you and take you to a classroom to heal you or something. And they give you like food supplies and stuff, and well, it was just like probably the most friendly creature in the back rooms, except for like adult facelings and those face security camera face guys.
Oh yeah, they're actually really helpful.
Yeah, actually very helpful. I mean, you don't talk from experience, those.
Yeah, true. From what I've heard,
from what you've heard, yeah. Wow, imagine if it was real.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, no, because you'd have constant anxiety no matter where you go.
It's well, not yeah, real. But it's like, not real. I think like it would be to a point, like to a certain point, pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, the NASA we have, there'd be, like, a whole NASA dedicated to getting...
Yeah, there is in the background universe. Is it? Yeah. It's, there's multiple different ones. Some of them bad, some of them good. Like, if you know the SCP Foundation, Global Occult Coalition, or the SCP Foundation itself, like, SCP good, Global Occult Coalition bad, it's like... Well, that's a completely different topic. And you don't know a lot about SCPs, do you?
No, I do. Kind of know what they are, but like, no, not really.
Yeah. Weren't you convinced at one point they were real? Didn't you actually ask me if they were real at one point?
No, I don't. Maybe. I don't know.
Hmm.
Because I think, like, something like the Backrooms is, like, not real.
Oh, God.
But, like, you could believe. Because there's so much, like, information and, like, investigations, you could, like, certainly, to a point, believe it is true.
Yeah, but believe any way you want, man. I'm not here to judge. Like, do whatever you want. But if you're like scared that you're gonna noclip anyway, it's most likely not real.
Yeah, don't be.
Yeah, there's like a 1 in 7 septillion chance it's actually real. And even if it is, we probably would have noticed since disappearances would be a bit higher.
Yeah.
It can happen, yeah, no clipping, it's a completely different topic. Well, anyways, we went sidetracked of the fun wars that happened between the party poopers and the party goers. And a fun fact about level fun and the party poopers and party goers, that's not their original names. Party goers are highly intelligent and they hacked into the whole like thing and changed it from level... I don't know what the level was before. No, I don't know. From level whatever to level fun to make it seem less threatening.
Wow, they're pretty clever.
Yeah, they're very clever. The only weakness is speed. If you see balloons or something, or even like a sign of a party goer, sprint the other way.
So, like, do you know the signs or?
Yeah, red balloons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, just any type of balloon really. It's just if you see any balloons floating by itself, that's a trap. Going by. I'm going by the book here, I know it's not, like, 100% accurate, because the person who made, like, the level fun thing doesn't actually work at, like, Backrooms Wiki or something, but, I'll go in depth more on the fun war between the party poopers and the party goers. Party goers acted nice for a bit, and tried to recruit humans to their cause, saying that the party poopers were actually like horrible things that would kill people, and even mentioned tell them that they did stuff that the party goers themselves did, and
it's okay,
and they went in depth like told them that the party poopers are like doing horrible stuff to the party goers, and well, they tried to attack, they went on an attacking, like, spree, try to kill each other, and well, the party goers aren't as strong or smart or as, they're not so smart as the party goers, but well, there's a hell lot of them, but there's also the fact that the party goers had humans on their side, they recruited humans, told them that it was a good thing, and they lie, and they hacked into, the backrooms thing, and told them that only one human died and the rest were rewarded, when they were actually just turned into human cake. And now we're level 52 on every blackboard. There is words on it saying, I think it was "the war is over," smiley face, and it's a bit creepy, lurky, because, well, this actually happened, and all of the party people were actually slain. There actually are some left in a new level that was made a few days back, but there's only like one or two there, and they're set to die quite soon. So, I want to talk about multiverse, that whole concept. Like, it was a concept like by Stephen Hawking, wasn't it? Yeah.
Believe so, yeah. So the theory is, sorry, if you talking a little bit.
God.
Basically, the theory is that there are an infinite number of universes. And so technically, there's a universe where
Inside Out
Gaming podcast channel would talk about clocks
or something,
or like anything. So technically, in another universe, anything could happen. So there could be a universe where
you
could ski on grass.
Or you could break anything by poking it.
So basically, this universe for everything you can think of.
That's a universe
made out of ink. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but it's...
So that's the concept. Do you... on a scale of 1 to 10, probability, are you saying?
0, because, if there is an infinite number of multiverses, then one would have figured out how to travel to ours and, probably destroy us all, or at least give us a message that we exist, so...
That's true, but although we have seen, on camera, it's just, some maybe, and I'm doing the two fingers up and down, that we've seen aliens, that could be a message.
There's probably extraterrestrial life out there,
definitely,
judging by the size of everything.
If you think about the size of the universe, there must be something else. The chances are probably even,
chances are as well that we are on the scale of 1 to 10, 9 at the smartest. Not a lot of people realise this. We call this modern. It's in, just pastime, technology, but not that strong. This is probably the highest tech any planet in, 500 quadrillion light years in, a radius of us will ever achieve. What humans have achieved are...
incredible, yeah.
I know I sound like a documentary about, particle physics or something.
No, it's fine. On Inside Out Gaming, we did call it a gaming channel, but, we do whatever.
Yeah, we do. Well, you don't control us.
Yeah. This is definitely not a message from outer space, just as a warning.
Definitely not.
In 6 years.
Definitely. Don't mention that.
They're taking me away.
Anyways, this is not a robot speaking. We got sidetracked.
I'm joking. Anyway, what was I saying? So multiverse. I actually think it's probable. And, I actually believe it, but do you?
I don't really believe in the multiverse.
I think there must be something out there.
Oh, yeah. There must be something out there, but I just don't really believe in the concept that, everything is.
Yeah. Mm. So basically, I think there's some things that just can't, be possible. like aliens, like the classic alien couldn't be real.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, like even if there was aliens, I don't think they'd have limbs. Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't be humanoids.
Well, there's actually a chance is because, well, genetics and, like, DNA chose us to look like this because it's more suitable for it and, well...
Yeah,
well,
that's suitable for Earth. But if they came from somewhere else, they must have, you know, evolved to look different.
Yeah, there is a planet with, a lot of life and maybe even as much as Earth called Kepler something something. There's a lot of planets with Kepler in it, but anyways, it's suspected to have as much or even more life than Earth. Which is a very interesting concept.
Yeah. Alright, well, should we end it then?
Yeah, we should end it there.
Alright, well, thanks for listening. Hopefully, Yestin will be on more podcasts. If you did like this episode, follow us. Like I said at the start, that's the best way to help us. Follow us, share us with a friend, that would be great. Alright, thanks, bye!
Bye!